Country Club FM.
Oh boy, the kazoo is out. Ready to go? We're going to play Name That Tune for today's almanac. This is a country song.
Okay. It sounds like Old Canada.
Yeah, it is.
He got it right. Country song.
It's a I told you it's a country song.
I see what you did there.
He got it. All right, let's get into today, Wednesday. January 24th day of the year, 341 days until the end of the year. On this day, 1922. This day in 22.
America's most famous ice cream treat, Eskimo Pie. Creamy, delicious ice cream made even more exciting with smooth, rich chocolate coating.
Eskimo Pie was patented on this date. Not by an Eskimo, believe it or not. Actually, a guy from Iowa. Another good thing from Iowa. Christian K. Nelson was at some kind of a store, and there was a young child there wanting to decide. He couldn't decide. He could only get one thing. Only had enough money for one thing. He wanted either ice cream or chocolate, and he couldn't decide between the two. And this guy here, Christian K. Nelson, decided to find a way to bring the two together. And it's been a happy marriage ever since.
Wow. Yeah, it has been.
He's the one who invented the hardening of chocolate. I'm sure when he was experimenting, it was pretty big old mess.
Yeah.
Big old mess when he's experimenting to find that chocolate that would harden.
Yep.
Now you get that stuff in the bottle and it hardens right over your ice cream.
Yep.
It's that magic shell or whatever they call it. It's good stuff. 1922,
that was
Eskimo.
Good work.
George Jones had a song called Eskimo Pie, too.
He did?
He did. Huh? 1935, this was pretty historic, too. In fact, this is the holy grail for beer can collectors. The first ever canned beer. 1935, huh. Beer had always just been available in barrels and glass bottles up to this point. They couldn't make a can where it wouldn't, there wouldn't be some kind of a chemical reaction between the actual metal and the tin and the acidic product that was inside of that can.
Sure.
So they finally found a way to patent it and get some kind of a plastic coating or something that was inside of the can. You ever feel inside of a can? You can feel it's kind of slippery, and that's what that is. That's the coating there to keep the metal from having a chemical reaction, because you don't want to have that.
And they must have the old pull off tabs.
No, you needed the church key back then.
Oh, sure.
You needed the old church key to start out. Yeah. They didn't have the pull tabs yet.
Yeah.
You couldn't pop a top at that point in time.
Jimmy right.
Brown would have been lost trying to write that song. Kruger's Cream Ale was the first canned beer sold by an American company, Kruger Brewing Company, 1935. Like I said, that would be a good can to have. You had a Kruger Cream Ale from the 30s.
That would be a collector's
item.
That
would be a collector's item. 1955, you know, they're talking about baseball and the commissioner of baseball, Manfred Mann. He's, you know, they're talking about having a pitch clock.
Yes.
You know, they kind of have one already, but they're looking at really even paring it down and enforcing it even more. Believe it or not, in 1955, this topic had been broached before.
Really?
Yes, 1955, the Rules Committee of Major League Baseball announced a plan to strictly enforce the rule that required a pitcher to release the ball within 20 seconds after taking his position on the mound. 1955.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. I mean, I guess the players' union is very much against
it. Yeah, they don't like it. They don't want it.
I'm kind of for it.
The length is an issue.
It is.
Size matters when it comes to baseball. Some of these games are just way too long. 1962, Brian Epstein. This was a day that would change music because Brian Epstein signed on as the manager of the Beatles and changed their image away from leather jackets as kind of the James Dean look. Into, you know, the bobbed hair, the mop tops, suits, bows, and ties. 1962, Brian Epstein. He would die before the 60s were done. Mm. 1965, Sir Winston Churchill passed away. He had a good long life.
Yes, he did.
He affected world history.
He did indeed.
They would never surrender because of Winston Churchill. He was 90 when he died. 75, we're remembering one of the Stooges.
I'll take the short ribs.
I think we got some delicious chicken soup.
Just short ribs. I know, but you haven't tried our chicken soup. I know, because it has...
Short ribs.
Short ribs. Chicken soup coming up.
Oh, boy. Larry Fine, he had some good hair, did he not?
Yes, he did. He was on the all-hair team.
He was on the all-hair team male. But, you know, that wasn't male pattern baldness. He got bald there in the front just from all the contact to the head with various things from Mo.
Yes,
he was another guy that probably... could have gone after Mo for some kind of charges for all of the abuse that took place.
If it wasn't a crowbar, it was the heel of a shoe or something. There was always something being smacked.
Larry Fine dying on this date. We're remembering him. He was 72 back in 1975. This date in 82, a dynasty was born.
Although the final touchdown belonged to Cincinnati, Super Bowl 16 belonged to the San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers won Super Bowl 16.
Bill Walsh and his staff and a team that compounded.
Bill Walsh, Ray Wershing, Dwight Clark. They wouldn't have been there without the catch.
Right.
Without the catch, it would have been the Cowboys playing at Detroit's. That was the first Northern Super Bowl, too, at the Silver Dome. 49ers 26, Bengals 21. I remember there was maybe the greatest goal line stand of all time in the Super Bowl in that game by the 49ers against the Bengals. Bengals couldn't pound the ball in. So that was in 19.
Was Boomer Esiason there then yet?
Oh, no, it was Ken Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Kenny
Anderson.
Well, he was an accurate passer, too.
Yeah, he was good.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
1984, that's a Super Bowl commercial for Apple Computer because it unveiled its new Macintosh personal computer, the Macintosh, introduced. And that was quite a famous commercial because it was very Orwellian.
Right.
Orwellian. And some of those things came to fruition, like Big Brother watching you.
Uh-huh.
We got cameras everywhere now.
Yeah.
People carry cameras everywhere now and can capture as much as they want. So that was the state in 84. In 89, Ted Bundy put to death. He was a serial killer, electric chair in Florida.
He got old Sparky.
He did. That was in 89. And I hate to play this, but again, it is still part of history.
Hartley sends the Saints to the Super Bowl.
12 men in the huddle. Pass across the middle, across your body. Brett Favre.
Oops.
Five turnovers that game.
That's too many.
And the Vikings still had a chance to win, but they lose in overtime to the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome, 31-28. That was the last game, because they changed the overtime rules because of that, where you can go down and kick a field goal in the opening possession.
Right.
The other team doesn't even get a shot. They changed it because of that. Just didn't seem fair. And too little too late, though, consolation for the Vikings, right?
Right.
That was the 2009 NFL or NFC Championship. On this date, 2010. TV theme time. Trapper John,
Trapper
MD.
John MD, yes.
It was Buddy Gonzo. Pernell Roberts passed away on this date.
He was good as Trapper John, also, of course, as the eldest Cartwright son.
Yeah, one of the Cartwright boys. What was his first name? Adam Cartwright,
right.
2010. Inspiration Network showing the lost episodes of Bonanza.
Oh, yes, yes.
Here,
like
the last, because it follows up Little House on the Prairie as I'm watching that.
Very nice.
In the afternoon. I actually napped during it later on. They're in the new beginning years of Little House. And,
okay.
I'm not quite as interested in those. I'm familiar with them, but not as interested. And it was this day 2 years ago, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake hit Anchorage. They just had a 7.9.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday morning, bright and early. And they canceled the tsunami warning, so everybody's okay up there. But that was 7.1 2 years ago this date. Let's go to birthdays. One of the Munchkins is still with us.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
How can this be?
That was 1939.
He was 19 as one of the Munchkins, and that's actually one of his voice. He's in that singing. I think he's the middle one. Four feet, 3 inches tall. He was also Buster Brown. Good shoes, by the way. Those Buster Brown shoes are good things. But Jerry Marin is 98. In the actual movie, it's not his voice. They dubbed in some other voices, but that is actually that's an almanac extra. Those are the actual voices of the actual actors that were playing the Munchkins at that time.
Huh.
They dubbed in these voices, if you remember these. See, it's different. So Jerry Marin, one of the Munchkins, still going strong, 98. Keep
that's
on
impressive.
Going.
Yeah. Everything is
beautiful. It looks so great. He was more than just the Streak and Ahab, the Arab.
Guitar Zan,
yeah. Ray Stevens could sing seriously when he wanted to. I think he had a good version of Misty.
Yes.
And then this was a colossal hit in 1970.
Yes, it was.
Everything is Beautiful, Ray Stevens.
Boy, that was on the radio a lot.
79.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going.
Aaron Neville, 77 today.
Much.
That's his duet that he did with Linda Ronstadt. Him and his brothers sang together a lot. Yeah. Aaron Neville is 77.
He tried a country song, too, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he tried to dabble in on the countryside. People just didn't buy it quite as much.
Wasn't a great fit.
No, it wasn't. Aaron Neville, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Neville had some pipes.
Yep.
He's 77.
Baby, tonight. Baby, tonight.
We're just talking about this guy.
Yeah, he was in the news a lot.
But the sound of my heart and your sighs.
I should do Neil Diamond tribute.
Money talks.
Neil Diamond is 77 today. Had to cancel his tour recently in New Zealand and Australia. He has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
He just announced that this week.
He's got a battle in front of him, but 77, he's had a pretty distinguished career, I would say.
Brother loves traveling Salvation Show, baby.
Neil Diamond is 77 today. You know the movie Slapshot?
I do.
Way to go, Ned. Way to go.
I don't want any of you youngsters out there to get the idea that this is the way to play hockey.
He played Ned Braden. He was the guy who did the strip tease at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He basically defused a bad situation. That's when Syracuse put all the rough guys, a guy named Dr. Captain Hook and the Indian, and Ogie Oglethorpe brought him back. It's just colossal, just classic. He was Ned Braden.
That was great.
He was also on the TV show The Rookies. I was a big The Rookies
guy when
I was a kid. His name is Michael Ontkean.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Ontkean is 68. Let's go to Russia.
I am actually from Russia. I was born there, grew up there, worked as a comedian out there. What surprises me, American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead. They're there. It's very hard to decide.
Yakov Smirnov. Happy birthday, 67.
They're
and a little
dead.
Something, a little That's something great. That we call an almanac extra, because introducing Yakov Smirnov in that particular little show was this guy.
Very nice. I'll tell you, comedy, huh? Comedy, it's in my blood. I wish it was in my act. My next comedian is from Russia. How do you like that, huh? This guy came here 7 years ago, couldn't speak a word of English. Today he speaks 12 words. All Spanish.
Little Rodney bonus there for you.
Love it.
That's an almanac extra.
Very nice.
And he did it. And the gold medal. The gold medal goes to Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, she was everybody's sweetheart.
Yes, she was.
1980 Summer Olympics. Mary Lou Retton, she was on the Wheaties box, and then she sold Energizer. She'd sold everything after that because she was. Everybody wanted to get a piece of the Mary Lou Retton pie.
And then everybody wanted to get their hair cut like hers.
Oh, yeah. She looked like Pete Rose.
Before Jennifer Aniston, you know, kind of had hair.
Mary Lou Retton is 50 today. Perfect 10, by the way, on the horse.
Nice work.
On the pommel horse or the vault, you call it what you want. Matthew Lillard, 48, Shaggy.
Wowie, Scooby-Doo. I think we're on to something.
It's like a huge laboratory.
He's no Casey Kasem doing the voice of Shaggy.
He's not bad.
It's him basically doing Casey Kasem as Shaggy. His name is Matthew Lillard, and he is 48.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her catwoman suit? Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug.
Ed Helms from The Hangover as Stu the Dentist.
That's pretty good, right?
He was
there.
Good in The Office. See the new Vacation. He started on The Daily Show. Talented, funny guy. Ed Helms is 44, and he was, I guess he was the Fresh Prince's cousin, so she was the younger daughter to Carlton.
She's cool. She's
sister.
Hot. She's
your baby sister, man!
Tatiana Ali was the younger sister of Carlton on the Fresh Prince show. Believe it or not, she is 39.
Wow.
For crying out loud.
We must be getting older. We must be.
With every hour.
All right.
Every minute, every day.
Gone, but not forgotten. Remember the guy who was married to Anna Nicole Smith? Would have given bonus points had you guys could have been able to come up with his name.
I just know
billionaire.
He was really wrinkly.
Yeah, and he had a lot of dough. J. Howard Marshall II. Was born on this day in 1905, and Anna got a lot of his money, but she had her own.
But then she died.
She had her own demons. Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse, like a brick house.
Before there was Harry Carey.
Yes.
It was Jack Brickhouse.
It was Jack Brickhouse. He was the voice of the Cubs, and when the cable TV first came out for me, I got cable for the first time in 1979. And WGN was on the cable, so you got all their games. You saw a lot of Cubs, saw a lot of Jack Brickhouse. He was born on this day, 1916. He was McHale on McHale's Navy. He was Academy Award-winning actor Ernest Borgnine.
Look, Buster, as long as my men do a job when they're on a mission, whatever they do in their free time is okay by me. And that includes shooting ensigns.
Of course, you know who he's talking to there, Tim Conway.
Sure.
That was from the first episode of McHale's Navy. Good show.
Joe Flynn was the guy
commander.
That took the brunt of the abuse with Quentin McHale in McHale's Navy. He was also won an Oscar for his role in Marty he had some mental disabilities in that movie. It was a very, very good role for Ernest Borgnine, 1917. Evangelist Oral Roberts, he's got a university named after him. He was born on this day, 1918. Didn't he succumb to some otherwise worldly ways, too? It seemed like he was another.
You'd have to look that up.
Yeah, he had some problems.
Not all
there.
Of them did.
No, not all of them.
A few of them just gave him bad, the Jim Bakers and the Jimmy Swaggarts.
Some bad names.
Yeah.
Actress Sharon Tate, unfortunately, she was a victim of the Charles Manson group when they murdered all those people. Sharon Tate was one of those murdered. Actress born on this day, 1943. Singer, songwriter, Warren Zevon.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Wow.
Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me be.
Didn't know he did this one.
He wrote it.
Nice.
Linda Ronstadt had a hit with it first.
Yes, she did. That's Warren Zevon, of course, Werewolves of London.
Then some country singer did it, too.
Yes. And also, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. Warren Zevon, born on this day, 1947. And one of the great comedians and actors, Saturday Night Live, the Blues Brothers, the movies, etc., John Belushi.
He did a pretty good impersonation of a zit also.
Yes, he did.
In that same scene.
That was great acting. No, he was hilarious. And again, left us way too young.
John
Belushi was born on this day, 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that is how we close out the Almanac. We'll close out the Bob Morning Show in just minutes. First, George Strait here, Bob FM, Total Country Bob FM. That's your Almanac. Wednesday, January 24th, 2018.